In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. Preferably someone out there is thinking, or I hope that at least one person out there is thinking, I don't have the strength, because none of us do. None of us in and of ourselves have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, whether that be just within our own lives or for the world as a whole. And we certainly don't have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. None of us have that in and of ourselves. And so perhaps someone is thinking, well, I should be afraid then. No, you shouldn't be afraid, because you don't have to have the strength. That strength comes from the Lord Jesus and from his grace that he gives us. And if we have our hearts and our minds open to him, if we are obedient to him, if we walk in his ways, if we follow him and are in the state of grace, then we have the strength to do these things and more besides. We need not fear the day of judgment if we are in a state of grace. But we have to be in a state of grace, which means we take seriously his warning when he says, do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. There are all sorts of worldly things that try to catch our attention. And they should catch our attention because, you know, we are in the world. But as the saying goes, we are not of the world. These things are transitory. And while we need to deal with them, we need to pay attention to them, we need to keep our hearts and our minds fixed on the Lord Jesus. And we need to remember what lies in store for us if we do. Now, that last part of the book of Revelations that we hear in our first reading today, we've been hearing for the last few weeks from the book of Revelations, is a description of heaven. And, you know, there's nothing evil in heaven. There's nothing destructive. You know, all that is good and healing and all of our needs will be met. And it'll be so unlike this world that we can scarcely imagine it. And that is really the apple which lies out here for us to grasp after, for us to seek after, the goodness which comes from God and of his kingdom. And so as we end the church's year, today is in fact the last day of the church's year, we keep our minds and our hearts fixed upon the last things, death and judgment, heaven and hell, so that we may avoid hell and that we may win heaven, so that when we die, we may face the judgment with hearts and minds clean, and the Lord may open the gates of heaven for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.